You know, while I was reading this ruling, you know, I noticed that I was becoming increasingly frustrated. And I think one of the main reasons why I just, as I was reading it, it frustrated me to no end, is because I think this decision totally dismisses the history that we have in this country with voter suppression, especially with Black communities. And it totally dismisses this country's inability to deal with voter disenfranchisement. And I think that, you know, just as a Black woman, you know, and just as a Black person in the United States, we've always had a very unique relationship with voting. Voting was seen as the way to freedom in the Black community. If you look at the Civil Rights Movement, if you look at even before the Civil Rights Movement, there's always been, voting was the way in which we would get elected representatives that had shared experiences, that looked like us, that cared about what we cared about, and they would help us, you know, they would help us obtain liberation. They would help us with the oppressive conditions that we had in this country. Do I believe that that would work? Probably not, but let's roll with it for a second. That was what we thought.